It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, where we also broadcast live on the World Wide Web. So, thanks for tuning in. Anyhow, today, before I forget, there's a way you can check if your battery or your alternator is not good, and you don't have to take it to a auto mechanic or a dealer. All you need to know is how to remove the negative terminal of your battery. Very simple. So if you have a dead battery and you jump the battery and have it started up, all you need to do is remove the negative battery, the negative cable, while the engine is still running. And if the motor dies, then it's your alternator. If the motor keeps running, then you need to change the battery. The battery is running down, so that's it. I would recommend getting the Optima battery because it's stronger and it's cleaner. It does not leak acid. But like anything else, nothing is 100% good. The Optimas, you need to keep it running. I mean, what I mean by keep it running is if you run it only periodically, like once a month, I would recommend at least run it twice a month. But for those of you who use the car every day, it's a good battery to have. Okay? This morning I see some people filling gas at the Shell station. Mercedes-Benz now, SUV and a sedan, using 87 octane. I could not believe what I was seeing. If they cannot afford that animal, they should not buy a Mercedes. The Mercedes recommends 92 octane gas. And to begin with, we do not have 92 in Hawaii. The labeled 92 is actually 89. The labeled 87 is actually 84. They're all three numbers down. Now, if you read your manuals, it will say what is the minimum octane. And these European cars, I can tell you, do not recommend 87. But yet people go and put it in. What's up with that? If they cannot afford that animal, they should not own it. I don't know. But more business for people in the auto repair business, right? So the people that bought cars from Maui Toyota live in Maui. Maui Toyota, the prices is not high, you know. A lot of people have this thinking that if they take their car to Maui Toyota, the price is going to be high to have it repaired. It's not true. They go by factory flat rate time. Even if the dealer takes 3 hours to do the 1 hour job, they still charge you for 1 hour. Whereas if you go outside, they're going to charge you 4 hours if they took 4 hours. Okay? So, You got to check before you take your car in and you're going to get an estimate. Don't make the big mistake where people always ask, how much do you charge per hour? Or how much this or how much that? You need to find out what is the time, what kind of book time they're going to be billing you for. Okay? You know, find out what is the book flat rate time they're going to bill you for that particular work. That's what is going to matter, to make the difference. Give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. If you have questions or comments or whatever. I'd like to talk a little bit more about this 92-octane gas. If you do the math, folks, and I really wish the post office would do the math. They want to save gas. Save money on gas. By using the 92-octane Shell gas, you will save money. We did an estimate for a year, and it came out to $1,500 savings in a year. Okay? So, people only look at the face value of the pump. If you want to cheat yourself, fine. The oil companies are happy for people to buy the 87. The 87 gives you far less gas mileage, folks, and it also destroys your car. 95% of the people with damaged engines is because of gas, the fuel. Okay? 296-5467. Oh, good afternoon, Wanda. You just walked in.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have a new trivia for the people today?
No, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, I recommend using ethanol. And lots of mechanics in Hawaii say ethanol's no good because it eats up fuel lines and whatever. Well, if you want to see what ethanol does to anything, you can come down to my shop and take a look. Because I have it. I have ethanol in a clear plastic bottle. It's been sitting in that bottle since January. In the bottle has a rubber hose, a steel bolt, aluminum piece of metal, and fiberglass. And nothing's deteriorated or eaten up or anything. So what's up with this theory of ethanol destroys your rubber hoses and stuff? Okay, so people need to have facts and not assume. Okay, so another thing that I'd like to remind people, and people are not doing, is service your automatic transmission oil. Okay, have it flushed out. If you're using conventional generic oil, then I would recommend flushing it out every year. Change it over. Okay? If you don't drive it that much, then you do it every 2 years, but no longer than 2 years. If you don't, the transmission is not going to last. And I would recommend flushing with AMSOIL automatic transmission oil. The AMSOIL, not Pennzoil, no, AMSOIL is good for 100,000 miles. So you don't have to flush it every 2 years or every year. So in the long run, it's a big savings. And the transmission will run cooler. Okay? So, anyway, are you ready, Wanda?
Not yet.
Okay. Just the other day, I had a guy that wanted a safety check. His front tires were bald. Imagine this now. the tires won't pass safety check. But he tells me, oh, why don't you just give me the safety check and I'll go change the tire and be okay. How many of you think the guy will go and change his tire? Chaz is shaking his head. No way. Yes, we don't give safety checks if something is wrong with a car. So if you need a safety check and you know something's wrong with your car, don't come to us because you're not going to pass. Okay? So, anyway, we do give safety checks to seniors free, only if the car is safe.
What do you consider a senior?
65 and older is senior.
Okay,
so that's a senior. And if you're not on the 86 list. Okay.
What is your 86 list?
That's the list that says do not serve. I mean, if you go to nightclubs, you know what that is. Okay? So anyway. Again, check your motor oil, folks. Lots and lots of people are running around with add oil on the dipstick, or some of you don't have any oil in the oil pan. And worse yet, I saw a 65 Mustang the other day. His differential oil, that's supposed to be oil in his 65 Mustang, nice Mustang, was actually turned to grease. For ever since 65, no one changed this oil in the rear axle.
What? How often you're supposed to change that?
Every 2 years.
In all cars or?
All cars. Unless you're running synthetic, full synthetic like AMSOIL. Then that you don't have to change for 100,000 miles. You gotta remember, folks, when oil gets older and older, it gets thicker and thicker. And pretty soon turns to grease. So how do you make grease? You leave it long time and it turns to grease. No, just joking. Good example is cooking oil. When people fry foods and stuff, you cool it down, what happens to that oil? The cooking oil gets thick, right? Like grease. So same thing happens with even motor oil. So, okay? Are you ready? You didn't find a good trivia. The trivia is sponsored by Crestec Cleaning Center. Billy Crestman is really, really generous and gives great prizes, like a gallon of Degreaser 2000, which is really a good cleaner. The best cleaner I ever did come across. And he has lots of other stuff there too. Good stuff. Okay, so go check out Billy Crestman at Crestec Cleaning Center. You can call him at 942-2500. Okay. And you can choose the price, folks. You don't have to just take what they offer you. He gives you a wide range to choose from. Okay, so Wanda's still reading.
Okay, in what year was the first county-funded traffic light installed on the island of Kauai?
Gee, there's still no traffic light there. What are you talking about?
Hey, somebody calling, they have the answer already.
Too easy. Anyway, I want to send out a big, big mahalo to Wendell Kwan, who was head of this Nifty 50s bash the other Friday, October 1st. It was really, really great. I mean, those of you that missed it, you really missed it. It's something to see. And every year go by, Wendell gets better and better. Last year was great. This year is greater. Can't beat it. It's fantastic. too bad. It's so much work, you can't do it twice a year. It's about 100 times better than a class reunion, because you get to see everybody from all the schools. Okay, so anyway, what's the answer?
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. That's the answer.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, how's everybody doing today? It's a beautiful day in Hawaii, and I had the privilege of taking my young cousins around the other day because they got married, and they're here on their honeymoon. Congratulations to them. And they are having so much fun. It was just great to hang out with them. You know how we're all caught up in work and everything. So I had a couple of days to relax and drive around the island. And you know what they thought was the funniest thing they ever saw?
What's that?
The bus.
The bus?
The bus. Just seeing the word "the bus" on the bus. They kept going, why do they have the bus on there? I go, that's the name of it. They go, the name of what? I go, the bus. It was like a comedy thing.
It's because people don't know what it is.
Yeah, so they're like, it's a bus. I go, yeah, it's a bus. So they call it the bus.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Why didn't they get married tomorrow?
You know, they actually talked about that. And because something about just the family and the people that they got together, they got married in Baltimore.
Oh.
And they had all the family, but they did talk about that.
Because it's unique. 10, 10, 10.
Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of people here to get married tomorrow.
Oh, so, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they were talking about there were people in the hotel that were talking about that they're getting married Sunday.
So that's they can the have best that, day.
So they can have 10, 10, 10.
Yeah, 10 is good luck.
Yeah, well, what do you say, George?
I don't know.
Should we go get married? Should I run out and find somebody tonight?
No, some people are getting married today.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, wait a day. You're right. But, yeah, that's all over the country. There's going to be a lot of weddings tomorrow. And then the other thing that they thought was amazing was what I always tell you, all the trucks, the big trucks drive in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, what is, people are crazy over here.
Yep, only in Hawaii.
We're driving along in the middle lane, and the big dump trucks are flying past us. They're like, wow, that's different. Don't they get tickets? Oh, no. No, all the trucks here drive in the fast lane. And all the people going fast drive in the merge lane. So, and then the other thing was they saw the people stop at the end of the on-ramp. They're like, you know, this is a very interesting place you live in.
Yep.
I said, that's why it's Hawaii. So anyway, as always, take care of your car. We'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, maybe the city or the state should put traffic lights on the on-ramp like they do all over America. You know, they let one car go in at a time instead of they all line up on the on-ramp. Put a traffic light so only one at a time will go, because they stop anyway. So why not have a traffic light and cut down on merging cars going on the freeway?
Why? How is it supposed to be? Like, you know, really.
On the on-ramp?
On-ramp and even like...
You go pedal to the metal and you merge.
But sometimes there's traffic, so you can't do that.
What do you mean there's traffic, you can't do that?
You can't merge.
Well, if it's bumper to bumper and not moving naturally, you gotta stop. But most of the times it's moving. And yet you see people come up and stop. And they wait till there's a big gap, and then they try to get in, but they're not moving fast enough. They're moving too slow. Then the guy coming up is all upset because there's...
He has to break.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. But it's the design of our freeway. You know, I've never seen that on the mainland where they try to get onto the freeway and get off the freeway at the same place. That's real cuckoo. How are you going to do that? You get off the freeway before the on-ramp. That's the way it should be. People getting off the freeway before the on-ramp. So you get off and the guy's getting on is not colliding with the guy trying to get off.
Oh, yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not an engineer, so maybe that's why.
So there's one like that one by Liliha, I think, on-ramp, and then there's that Palama off-ramp.
They're all like that. What are you talking about? All over is like that. On and off. On and off. Every on and off ramp is like that. The on ramp is first and off ramp is right after that. So, engineers designed it. Okay, talking about engineers, WD-40. Do you know what uses there is for WD-40? Very interesting, you know. WD-40 can be used for arthritis. Did you know that?
I heard about that before.
Yep. A machinist friend of mine used to use it for his arthritis. So I told him, hey, why don't you put grease fittings and grease yourself? That way you don't have to keep shooting WD-40 on it. He didn't think it was too funny. Anyway, it also removes lipstick stains, loosens stubborn zippers so you don't break your luggage, and untangles jewelry chains. Pretty neat, yeah? It also protects silver from tarnishing, and also brass and aluminum. So I better start spraying some WD-40 on my polished aluminum wheels. Then I don't have to keep polishing it. Okay? So give us a call at 296-5467. And don't wait for the last minute and try to squeeze in. Okay? 296-5467. Okay. A lot of people have been coming up to me and telling me about why we switched over to AMSOIL. AMSOIL picked up the sponsoring spot on the show. So now we're pushing AMSOIL. And a lot of people are thinking it's Pennzoil. It's not Pennzoil, it's AMSOIL. AMSOIL. Okay? Yeah, lots of people like Bob. Bob, you remember the first time you went out to buy oil that I was recommending? You bought the wrong oil because you just went by whatever? Yeah. Bob's another one. So anyway, what's the answer to that trivia question that Wanda was asking for about the traffic light, the first traffic light on Kauai? Interesting. One traffic light. They had one traffic light on the whole island, folks. Can you believe that? And can you believe that Kauai has no mongoose? You got three mongoose now.
Okay, we have Ron from Makakilo.
Hey, Ron.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a question. Why is it that the older model cars, like maybe up in the 80s, the exhaust has a stronger smell than the later model cars?
What do you mean, stronger smell?
Well, it just has a more, I don't know how you describe it, like a really exhaust smell, like the fumes. Exhaust fumes are stronger than, I guess, the newer cars. Is that because of emission control or?
It is because of the catalytic converter. When the catalytic converter gets older, it should be replaced, but people don't replace them. Or the people have taken it off.
Okay. I've got a 87 Toyota Cressida. Would that have a catalytic converter?
Yep.
Okay, so if the exhaust, I was having a little bit of smoke, and we changed the valve seal, and that cured that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do notice that not only this car, but older cars, you know, when they pull up next to you, they seem to have a stronger exhaust emission. Now, so should I go take it in and get a catalytic converter?
No. Take it off.
Okay.
And all you got to do is take off four bolts, get a long screwdriver and chisel it all out and put it back on.
Oh, so you mean put a new one back on?
No. You chisel out the old one because it will give you better gas mileage without the catalytic converter.
Okay. And how about the exhaust fumes? Will that make it less or will it make it more?
It'll be about the same, but if you want to get rid of the exhaust fumes, go to ethanol.
Okay. And when you say go to ethanol, you mean pure ethanol?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's is that available in Hawaii?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
It will be.
Okay. So I'll just have to live with little stronger exhaust fumes then.
Yeah, try mixing about 2 or 3 gallons per tank with ethanol.
Okay, and where can I get that?
We'll be having it soon.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have the fabulous Woody on the line.
A fabulous Woody?
Yeah, remember who he was? Is, I should say.
What do you mean, what?
I know, that's why I said is.
Hey, Woody.
Hello, George.
How are you?
Aloha, George.
Aloha.
Now, you remember the Nifty 60 show?
Yeah.
Who else was there besides Tom Moffat? Who was the disc jockey?
Who was his guest?
Who was the disc jockey?
That's was right. The disc jockey?
I was the disc jockey there. I'm Fabulous Woody. Aloha.
Hey, aloha.
And I do have something in common with automotive.
Okay.
I carry 10,000 vinyl records on that show that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I had 10,000 records, the old 45.
Really?
Yeah. That's
wow.
I always carry that on the show. We for the week before that, we had done another big special at the Sheridan for about 1,100 people.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I specialize in. We carry all the old vinyl, 10,000 records. Find any song in the record collection 30 seconds or I give you $1,000 in cash.
Uh-huh.
Never been stumped.
Wow.
Even my little Japanese boy.
That's original?
Yeah, I have original recording.
Wow.
So it works out pretty good, and we had a great, great time with the show. And so much fun. I'm glad everybody's enjoyed themselves. That was a great treat for us. I really had a great time.
And it was really good, yeah?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, I just turned 70 in July.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a moldy oldie. But the folks, like you said, it was so good. It was better than any single class reunion, and I do a lot of those. But they had them from the 50s and 60s. The oldest one there was from 1953. He graduated from Hawaii, 1953.
Wow.
He was our oldest graduate.
Hmm. Okay.
But you folks, I'm glad you had a good time and enjoyed yourself. I enjoy your show tremendously. I got my wife a new car, and I got all this synthetic stuff that you were talking about, and it absolutely worked. It was terrific. Thank you very much for the information, sir.
No, thank you.
Woody.
What's that, George?
I didn't go to that bash, so you were the one that played the music?
I played the music for it. I was the disc jockey.
Oh.
I was the guy up there with the New York hat blinking on and off all that. Then I was out there showing them how to do the dances. I used to dance on American Bandstand in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody was amazed how you danced.
Some days, George, I do feel older than dirt. But aside from that, I'm enjoying life here. I just love Hawaii. I'm originally from New York.
Great.
It's so much. I just love it here.
Do you sell any of your any of recordings of the music you have?
I do have some of it in compilation form, but you can if you need to get in touch with me, just contact me at fabulouswoody@hotmail.com.
Ah, okay.
That's fabulous, like fabulous, W-O-O-D-Y, fabulouswoody@hotmail.com.
Wow.
And I can help accommodate some of the folks. Some of the ones we did the show for, the American Bandstand show is what we did prior to the show here. We did that on the 25th of September for the Child and Family Services show.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely marvelous.
You did a great job, Woody.
Oh, Wendell's a great, great friend. He's, like you say, he is very well organized.
Yep.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. He really outdid himself this time.
He did a marvelous job in the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic job. George, I'm going to let you run. I just wanted to touch base with you there and let you know. Okay? Rock and roll does keep you young. Okay? So you should fill up your tank and stay young with rock and roll.
That's right. Thank
Aloha,
you.
George.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save
maybe your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Aloha, I'm Tulsi Gabbard Tamayo. We are facing many challenges such as improving our economy, fixing our roads and sidewalks, and making sure we get real results. Having served as a state legislator, in the military, and in Washington, I'm committed to working hard and getting real results. We need experienced leaders who will always put service ahead of self-interest. I'm Tulsi Gabbard Tamayo, and I humbly ask for your vote for Honolulu City Council. Mahalo.
Paid for by Friends of Tulsi, 55 South Kukui Street, 2510, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96813.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, I got a couple things. One of them is tips on storing a classic car.
Okay.
George, should I disconnect the battery? I'm not driving it. And the last time I ran it, about a month ago, it ran out of gas because I didn't want to leave a lot of gas in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And so it ran out of gas. But then I just started thinking, what do you think? Should I disconnect the battery completely or?
No.
Tell me what you think about that.
See, when you disconnect the battery and you have no electricity going through the body, it starts to rust 10 times faster. But if you leave the battery connected and the battery got to be alive and run a ground cable from the metal of the frame or the body, preferably the body, to a water pipe or a fence post, a metal fence post.
Yeah, there's a water pipe that's nearby.
Yeah.
Galvanized.
Yeah, ground it to that. Make sure it's good contact, and then that will stop rusting.
George, what about the wire itself? Does it have to be coated or?
No. No coated. Just wire, any kind of wire.
Copper.
Copper's best.
Any kind?
Copper's best.
Copper's best.
Mm-hmm.
George, the other thing I wanted to tell you, I was, you know, a really big fan of yours is Andy in Hawaii Kai. And I was talking to him yesterday. He was on the road driving, going, you know, doing his pool business. And all of a sudden he had a blowout. He's got a big truck. Yeah, big pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really scary, you know, because he was on his Bluetooth. But all of a sudden I could hear the bang. And then the tire literally started coming off the rim. So there was that big, you know, bam, 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 mm-hmm. bam, you know. And he was in traffic and just, you know, everything was happening so fast he had to hang up. And I haven't been able to talk to him since then. I hope he's okay. But, boy, I tell you, George, that is really frightening when you're actually talking to somebody and something like that happens.
When did this happen?
It was yesterday afternoon.
Right what time?
Right before peak, you know, peak traffic time.
And where?
I don't know exactly where he was because, you know, I mean, I'm not asking, you know, he's not telling me exactly where he is, but all of a sudden, yeah, I'm in traffic and...
There was a big accident in Kahala.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was in, I hope he wasn't in Kahala.
It was a big accident, right on the viaduct.
Okay, you don't know any details, huh?
No.
Okay.
Because the traffic was just backed up.
Oh, I hope that wasn't him. Okay. But anyway, all of you out there, I don't, you know, tires get worn down. You got to watch those tires.
Yep. Cheaper to buy tire than a life.
Totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, George.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Don?
Hey, George, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, by the way, I got a good story for you to tell about a tire that exploded. I had a co-worker worked at, on base at the Marine Corps base.
Mm-hmm.
And she was coming in, and her tire blew out just before the gate, you know, around the turn, and then exploded. It sounded like a bomb. You should see those Marines come out with the M16s and their guns drawn to see what was going on. It was another 9/11 or something, attack or something. But when she seen those guys coming, she said, "Oh no! I hope they won't arrest me for, you know, causing any kind of problem." But they helped her out. They moved her car away and got the traffic going again. And she got a new tire. You know, her family came down and helped her with the tire, get a new tire from the tire company and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. Well, I got a question. I have a Mazda B4000 94, and I've been having the ABS light come on, automatic brake system light.
Mm-hmm.
So I checked the fluid and everything, and I got the correct fluid and put it in, and then sometimes it comes on and off. So you think it might be something wrong with the brake?
It's just one of the sensors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that need to be replaced.
Okay, so I should just take it into my mechanic and have him take a look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I was in Europe about 8 years ago with the 442 battalion guys from the World War II on a trip. And I was in Germany, and on the Autobahn, those guys drive pretty fast, like 138 miles an hour on the Autobahn.
Yep.
Have you been to Germany?
Nope.
Oh, but it's fantastic how they drive and they don't get into that many accidents. But if there's an accident, they really piles it up over there.
I think so.
Hey, today I'm going to my 30-year anniversary school year reunion,
mm-hmm.
Castle High School. So hopefully everybody will be safe and they'll go home without any incidents after the party.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you have a good one, George.
You too.
Thanks for listening.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. What about the trivia, girl?
I don't know. In what year was the first county-funded traffic light installed on the island of Kauai?
That was the only traffic light, right? Well?
I don't know.
Yeah. There was only one traffic light on Kauai forever.
No, they got more now.
No, but before there was only one. I wonder why they put that one traffic light. For the cows to cross the road?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, give me a call if you have any questions or whatever. The electronic rustproofing is what we recommend now. It's a very good rust proofer and the most guaranteed rust proofing you can put on your new car. You can call Harvey Maeda on Kauai at 245-6523. Harvey also carries AMSOIL. Okay? So give Harvey a call at 245-6523. Or you can call us because we're starting to put on that fantastic electronic rust proofer. It's really, really proven. I tested it, put it on a bare piece of metal and left it out, and there was no rust. Disconnected the thing from the battery, and instantly, the next day, it was starting to rust. So it works, folks. Okay, so give us a call at 296-5467. Take a guess at that traffic light on Kauai. And those that won the trivia, I'd like to hear from you about how you like the prizes that you got from Cresta Cleaning Center. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Robert from Kailua.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, I'm just making a guess. 1999.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we got George from Kaimuki.
Hey, George. George.
Hello.
You're on the air.
This is me, Rodney.
Oh, Rodney.
Rodney.
Okay.
Rodney. You know the Shell service station of Macaulay and Bear Canyon, I noticed they don't have that up to 10% ethanol on it, on their sign.
They don't have it up to 10%.
Yeah, does that mean he got 10%?
No. I test them and it's 8.
No, they put them on. I asked them last year and then they put it on and now it's not on again.
Really?
Yeah, it's not on now. They put it on when you asked you last year, I think.
Uh-huh.
And now it's off again.
Hmm. I don't know.
Just one?
That's one of the good stations, though.
That's not a good one.
That is a good station.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll keep going there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Eric from Honolulu.
Hi, Eric.
Hey. George, I've got a question. I've got a 1986 Ford Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
SVO. So the four-cylinder turbo.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like a couple weeks ago, go to start it, and it like runs really rich and kind of like floods out almost, you know? So you give it gas, the engine quits, start it back up, and you wait a few minutes, you know, kind of nursing her, and on the throttle, giving it a little gas, and it seems like once it warms up, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. I was
wondering if you had any ideas on what that could be.
Does it have a check engine light on the dash?
No check engine light.
Hmm. What kind of fuel are you using?
I put premium in it, you know, that I buy over at the, on the base.
Hmm, not that good.
Hmm.
I would recommend trying about 3 gallons of ethanol.
Okay.
It All sounds right. like the injectors are time to be cleaned or replaced. Cleaning is cheaper than replacing.
Yeah, it's got those 35-pound injectors. I did put this happened after I put a Walbro 255 fuel pump in it.
Hmm.
And now it's doing that. So you think they're like leaking by and kind of like flooding it out? Or
could be. Could be. I would try the ethanol first and see.
Okay. I'll talk to, I know Steve.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'll talk to him.
All right.
But it's kind of funny. I was talking to another friend of mine, Andy, in the Mustang Club, and I was out here like 20 years ago when the track was open. And I was like, hey, you remember that guy that had that white LX that his wife drove? And he said that was you. And I didn't have any idea that was you until he told me that.
That was who?
Did you used to race a white 90 LS Mustang?
LS Mustang. I raced a lot of Mustangs.
Oh, yeah? like a white notchback?
Yeah.
Like a Fox body?
Yeah.
You get put like a big 460 in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that car. Hopefully someday we'll have a track again. We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Who's next?
We have Leave It to Later Laurie.
Leave It to Later Laurie.
Hey, George.
Hi.
I'm calling to make a guess on the year that the trivia question.
Okay.
1971.
Call us back and try again.
Well, I think you got to go way back than that.
Okay. Well, I can. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
We'll be right back with George Anita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and take a guess at that trivia, folks. Good prizes, you know. And those that won, I'd like to hear what kind of prize you picked and how you liked it. Okay? Call me at 296-5467. Okay. Anyway. What I was going to say. Harvey Maeda on Kauai has that electronic rust proofer. It is really good. We've tested it over and over on bare piece of metal out in the weather with this rust proofer on it, and for days it has no rust and it stayed perfectly shiny metal. And then we disconnected the battery and instantly the next day the metal turned brown, started to rust. So it does work, folks. This electronic rust proofing device is really good. Harvey's number is 245-6523, and we also have it. You can call Todd at 847-5554. Okay, so anyway, take a guess. The trivia is good. 296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Tim from Honolulu.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, good afternoon, George. I have 1991.
Tim, can you lower your radio first?
Okay. Hi, I have Mercedes-Benz.
Uh-huh.
300D, 1991.
Uh-huh.
It's only 67,000 miles. Hardly, somehow I just kept in the garage because we had the mini band that family used all the time. Now, I wanted to use it now. It was sitting for about a year and a half. And the other day, I brought it to the shop. They said they need to replace the overload relay, and also the fuel filter. And mm-hmm. they did that, and then they told me, put gas on it. I put fuel injector cleaner and put full tank premium, because Mercedes-Benz family did put premium. And I went running from Dillingham all the way, I went H1 freeway to exit by Arizona Memorial, and I made a U-turn. As I made a U-turn, before hitting the freeway again towards east, the car stopped. But the cranking is, because I bought a new battery, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The cranking is really strong on the battery, and I got stuck. I had to pull my car back to my place.
The car was shocked.
Huh?
The car was shocked. You just took it out on the freeway all of a sudden.
Well, once in a while, I ride into the side street for, you know, maybe going to court.
But it doesn't start anymore now?
I'm sorry?
It doesn't start anymore?
It's starting now. And then, when I was, because the truck didn't park it properly. Now, last night, I asked my friend, we had to turn the ignition key, put it in neutral, move it, push the car, and then push it back to, you know, the proper place to park it. So I had to open the window on the driver's side. It opened, and I'm trying to close it. No, all the power windows on rear front won't work.
I would call up the mechanic and have them check the car again, because I think the relay is no good.
maybe the overall relay they use is even worse.
Yep.
I have to pay $280.
Oh boy. Take it back.
Replace it. Huh?
Take it back.
So
take it back. It's warranted.
Where is your? Do you fix European cars?
Yes, we do.
Okay. What was the number at your office now?
847.
Yeah.
5554.
And I think you guys are close by at my workplace. I work by North Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you guys located?
Behind Dillingham Zippies.
Right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what can I do? I already paid the guy only on Saturday, last Thursday.
I would recommend take it back to them.
But they said I may have another big problem.
No, it's the problem that for a relay is supposed to be free. Unless you want to bring it in to us and we can diagnose it and let you know what it is.
If they did replace my fuel filter and overload relay.
Yeah, we can check that.
Okay, thank you, George.
Okay.
So Monday, are you guys open? It's holiday,
yes.
I know. Okay.
Yes, we're open.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Jesse calling from Maui.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi. How are you doing?
What's up?
I wonder. I think the stoplight on Kauai was 1964.
Back and try again. Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have Ray from Mililani.
Hey, Ray.
Did y'all get the trivia?
Okay.
About 1948?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is it too high, too low?
1948 is too low.
Oh, yeah. Must be around 51, 52 then.
Still too low.
Anyway, give us a call and try the trivia, folks. 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? And remember, election time's coming up. Vote. And vote wisely. Okay? Because who you vote for is who you're going to eat. You got a bad candidate, you got to live with it. Okay? Okay, now, all European cars, especially those that buy new European cars, the dealers give you free oil changes. I do not recommend a free oil change, folks. If you plan to keep your car, use AMSOIL. Okay? Okay. Well, it's that time already. Time to get out of here, huh? Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show a great show. Because you, the callers, is what makes the show, not me. And I'd like to thank Woody for calling in. Did a real good job at the Nifty's 50s. Anyway, drive carefully. Take care of each other, folks. This is Hawaii. The best place in the world. Aloha.
Program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.